This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Meta confirms the launch of a bonus program for creators on Threads. I'm Imran Sheikh, and I've got your bonus program right here with your Daily Crunch for Tuesday, starting with three big headlines. Ahead of Google's annual I/O Developer Conference in May, the tech giant has laid off staff across key teams like Flutter, Dart, Python, and others, according to reports from affected employees shared on social media. Google confirmed the layoffs to TechCrunch, but not the specific teams, roles, or how many people were let go. The company clarified that the layoffs were not company-wide, but were reorgs that are part of the normal course of business. Affected employees will be able to apply for other open roles at Google, we're told. In one ex-post, a PM from Flutter and Dart said the layoffs had affected a lot of teams and that lots of great projects lost people. Google told TechCrunch that Flutter will have new updates to share at I/O this year. On the heels of the EU's decision to designate Apple's iPad OS as another digital gatekeeper under its Digital Markets Act DMA regulation, Fortnite maker Epic Games confirmed it will bring its popular Battle Royale game to the iPad later this year. The company had previously announced Fortnite would return to iPhones in the EU as a result of the DMA, which forces Apple to compete with alternative app stores like Epic's Game Store. In a post on X on Monday, Epic Games praised the EU's decision around the iPad, saying,
"Today, the European Commission said that iPads will also need to comply with the Digital Markets Act. We're moving full steam ahead to bring Fortnite and the Epic Games Store to iPhones in the EU soon, and iPads this year. Party emoji."
The rivalry between Epic and Apple has been ongoing for years after Epic sued the tech giant over its alleged anti-competitive conduct over its App Store and commission structure. Though Apple largely won that case, as the court ruled the tech giant was not a monopoly, it did have to allow developers to direct their customers to other ways to pay from inside their apps, a point for Epic that had a wider impact across the developer community. Meta's Threads social network passed the 150 million monthly users mark recently, but the company is not slowing down its growth engine. To increase engagement, the social media giant is running a limited-time bonus program for Threads. Over the last few days, many accounts have posted about this program. The company confirmed to TechCrunch about a limited-time invite-only program for creators, which began testing in March. Meta said that invited creators will have individualized requirements for bonuses. At the moment, the program is limited to creators in the U.S. The company said it might expand the program to other regions if successful. On its support page, Meta says that invited creators must make a public Threads profile and follow the rules of Instagram creator incentive terms and rules for bonuses on Instagram. The company specified that the performance of Threads posts, views, and the number of posts are some of the parameters for creators to receive bonuses. There are also specific guidelines for what kind of posts would be eligible for the bonus program. For instance, one of the requirements states that a post must receive at least 2,500 views. Apart from that, Threads posts with copyrighted material, no text, and boosted views won't be eligible for bonuses. Meta adds that the content shouldn't have a watermark of another platform such as TikTok, or YouTube. Plus, the posted content shouldn't be a brand partnership post. This program might push Instagram users with substantial following to post more on Threads and, in turn, also port over some of their following. Now let's kick it over to a person who I'm definitely following, producer Dennis, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. We begin with EV startup Fisker Inc., because they're laying off more employees to preserve cash 1 week after warning investors it would have to make cuts to stave off impending bankruptcy, according to an internal email viewed by TechCrunch. It's unclear how many employees Fisker Inc. is cutting, but Fisker employed 1,135 people as of April 19th and previously announced cuts of 15% in February. And flipping houses is not for the faint of heart, no matter how fun or easy HGTV might make it seem. One startup wants to make the process less complicated by offering a different way to borrow money to fund such a purchase. Founded in late 2020, Backflip offers a service to real estate investors for securing short-term loans. Beyond helping users secure financing, Backflip's tech also helps investors source, track, comp, and evaluate potential investments. Think of it as a cross between Zillow and Shopify. The company is announcing it has raised $15 million in a Series A funding round. That'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Sarah Perez, Ivan Mehta, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.